We'll do the introductory prayers that are found on page 1. And as soon as you're ready, please tell me. Jai. Is everybody ready on page 1? Okay. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunaptan Vitam, Tang Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakan Vitangscha, He Krishna Karana Sindo, Dina Vanda Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Brindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanjakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanang Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Happy New Year, everybody. We are in Krishna consciousness. So we're currently studying chapter number 10 of the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter number 10 is entitled The Opulence of the Absolute. The Absolute is understood in three different levels of understanding. All-pervasive Brahman, the impersonal, the localized and all-pervasive Paramatma, Krishna in the heart, and then the ultimate feature of the Absolute, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. And the ultimate Bhagavan, the origin of all other Bhagavans, is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita. His name is? Very good. He beat you to it. You got to be fast here. Because he's been really studying his Bhagavad Gita now. He's been burning the midnight oil here, Krishna Kumar. And Krishna Kumar, you know, I'm always happy that we have this New Year's Eve program at your house. It's just very fitting. So long may we do this program. All right. So the absolute, the opulence of the absolute. Let's go to text number 37. And we can recite these shlokas together. When you're ready, tell me. Are we ready, Kang? All right. Together. Vrishinam vasudevosmi. Pandavanam Dhananjaya, Muninam Apyang Vyasa, Kavinam Ushana Kavi. Now we do the word-for-word meanings. Please repeat. Vrishinam, of the descendants of Rishni, Vasudeva, Krishna in Dwaraka. That is significant, gang, because Krishna In Dwaraka and Mathura, he's known as Vasudev. But in Vrindavan, he's known as Gopal, Govinda. It's the same person, but he demonstrates different aspects. So, Vasudev. This name Vasudev has two meanings. One meaning is, obviously, the son of Vasudev. But the other meaning of Vasudev is one who is all-pervasive and is cognizant of his all-pervasive nature. That's another meaning of Vasudev. Everyone say that word?
Vasudev.
Very good. Next word? Asmi. I am.
I am.
Pandavanam. Of the Pandavas. Dhananjay. Arjuna. So that name Dhananjay, because one time Yudhishthira wanted to do a sacrifice. In order to do sacrifice, you need lots of wealth. So Arjuna was deputed by his elder brother, go and get some wealth. So he conquered that, and therefore Dhananjay, the conqueror of wealth. Earlier in chapter 1, Arjuna was described by another name. He, the conqueror of what? Who knows chapter 1? What did you say? The word is Gudakesha. Gudakesha means conqueror of something we're going to do after midnight. And it's not eating. What are we going to do after midnight? Sleep. So Arjuna is known as the conqueror of sleep, Gudakesh. Alright? So he has many names. Okay, let's continue. Muninam. Of the sages. Api. Also. Aham. I am. Vyasa. Vyas, the compiler of all Vedic literature. That is very significant, especially for Hindus, because their whole culture, their whole philosophy, their whole religion is contingent upon Vyas. That's why they have that Guru Purnima Day. The Guru Purnima Day is the beginning of the Chaturmasya period. So it's supposed to be worship of Vyas on that day. Everyone is supposed to, because here, he compiled all the Vedic literature. India's whole philosophy and culture is based on what Vyasadev compiled. Let us continue. Kavinam, of all great thinkers. Ushana. So Ushana is another name for Shukracharya. Shukracharya is a powerful Brahmin, but we see in the Bhagavatam, he is the spiritual master of the demons. He appears in the pastime of Bali Maharaj. And after end of every program, you notice Nimai Charan quotes, he quotes Ushana, Shukracharya, who said, "My Lord, when your holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless." So I think we should chant the holy name, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Again.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tanya, your chanting is very good. I like your chanting. Very good. Kavi,
the thinker.
All right, translation, please repeat. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudeva.
Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudeva.
In other words, his father Vasudeva comes from that Vrishni dynasty. All right, next. And of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna.
And of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna.
So, not that Krishna is Arjuna, but Arjuna represents Krishna. That's the context. Even though you will find that sometimes Arjuna is referred to as Krishna. And he's referred to as Krishna because he looked like Krishna also. And he's so intimately connected with Krishna. Yes, you have a question? No, that's something different. But of the Pandavas, you would say Arjuna represents Krishna of the Pandavas. Let's continue. Of the sages, I am Vyas.
The sages, I am Vyas.
And among great thinkers, I am Ushana. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Baladev, everyone say?
Baladev.
Is Krishna's immediate expansion. Both Lord Krishna and Baladev appeared as sons of Vasudev. That's wrong. Does your book say Vasudev or Vasudev?
Vasudev.
Is there a line over the A?
No.
All right, in the Veda base, it's wrong. Aha! I'll have to tell Dravida. They have a mistake. And this is the upgraded database. I just changed it. So yes, let's begin again. So your book was right. See? This is what's good when you know your stuff. All right, so let's go back. Both Lord Krishna and Baladev appeared as sons of Vasudev. So both of them may be called Vasudev. From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. Vasudev is Krishna's immediate expansion, so Vasudev is not different from Krishna. It is to be understood that the Vasudev referred to in this verse of the Bhagavad Gita is Baladev or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnations, and thus he is the sole source of Vasudeva. So, without Prabhupada's purport, we would never have known that. And now you may be asking, where is Prabhupada getting that from? Prabhupada is getting that from the commentaries of the previous acharyas in our line in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Not that Prabhupada's just making something up. He doesn't do that. So let's go back. It is understood that Vasudev, referred to in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, is Baladev or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnations, and thus he is the sole source of Vasudeva. The immediate expansions of the Lord are called Svangsha, personal expansions. Batuk knows this very well. And there are also expansions called Vibhinangsha, separated expansions. What? Okay, what do you need me to explain? Okay. Okay, Krishna is, okay, let's go slowly. Let's go back. Okay, let's go back. We'll start from the beginning. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. You got that. And Baladev is Krishna's immediate expansion. Good. Both Lord Krishna and Baladev appeared as sons of Vasudev. Yes? So both of them may be called Vasudev. Okay? All right? From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. Vasudev is Krishna's immediate expansion, so Vasudev is not different from Krishna. It is to be understood that the Vasudev referred to in this verse of Bhagavad Gita is Baladev or Balaram, because he is the original source of all incarnations, after Krishna, obviously, because he just got finished saying that Vasudeva is Krishna's immediate expansion. Okay? He just got finished saying that. So, now he's interposing Baladeva and Vasudeva, because he is the original source of all incarnations, and thus he is the sole source of Vasudeva. The immediate expansions of the Lord are called Svangsha, personal expansion. So that would mean Narayan, Vishnu, Ram, all Nisringa, all the other forms. They're called Svangsha. And there are also expansions called Vibhinangsha, separated expansions. Who are that?
Me.
Yes. Very good, Batuk. Yes. So, based on this, we can be considered expansions of Krishna. What kind? Separated. See? Don't get carried away. Yes, I'm an expansion of Krishna. Yeah. You're the separated expansion of Krishna, not personal. That's different. If you were personal, then you would be on the altar or we would be worshiping you. Because that would mean you are in the category of God. Okay? Can we move on to the next paragraph? Amongst the sons of Pandu, Arjuna is famous as Dhananjay. He is the best of men and therefore represents Krishna. See? That's why my point. He represents Krishna. Just like the policeman, when he stops you, represents the government. Okay? So Arjuna represents Krishna. Among the munis, or learned men conversant in Vedic knowledge, Vyasadeva is the greatest because he explained Vedic knowledge in many different ways for the understanding of the common mass of people in this age of Kali. You've heard me say, he took the 18 Puranas, 6 for people in the mode of ignorance, 6 Puranas for people in the mode of passion, 6 Puranas for people in the mode of goodness, and then you have the supreme Purana, Bhagavatam, for those who are Paramahansas, who are non-envious. Yes. And I used to say many times, in my olden days at Namahat programs, leave your envy at the door. When you come to this group, no envy. Okay? Let's continue. And Vyasadeva, and Vyas is also known as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, Vyas also represents Krishna. Yes, in the Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is referred to as Bhagavan Rishi. He's God in the form of a Rishi. And we learn from Lord Chaitanya what kind of Bhagavan, because there are 6 kinds of Bhagavans. He is Shaktya Avesh. So he's like you and me, a jiva, but he has been empowered with the ability to do this great work. I'll give you examples of other Shaktivesh avatars. Lord Brahma, he's empowered to create. Narada Muni is empowered to preach and distribute bhakti. Prithu, which we read about in Canto 4, is empowered to rule and control. The four Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. So in this way, there are examples. Parashuram is empowered with the ability to cut down the thieves and rogues with his chopper, which you can read about in the ninth canto, the story of Parashuram. Let's continue. Kavis are those who are capable of thinking thoroughly on any subject matter. Among the Kavis, Ushana, Shukracharya, was the spiritual master of the demons. He was an extremely intelligent and far-seeing politician. Thus, Shukracharya is another representative of the opulence of Krishna. Everything okay? Krishna Kumar, you ready to proceed? Let's go now to text number 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Text number 38, let's chant together. Dando damayatam asmi, nitir asmi jigishitam, maunam chayvasmi kuhyanam, gyanam gyanavatam aham. Please repeat. Danda.
Danda.
Punishment.
Punishment.
Vade, where are you going? All right, hurry up, because we're having class. The teacher is going to put you on detention. Come back. Damayatam,
Damayatam,
of all means of suppression.
Of all means of suppression.
Asmi,
Asmi,
I am.
I am.
Niti,
Niti,
morality.
Morality.
Asmi,
Asmi,
I am.
I am.
Jigishatam,
Jigishatam,
of those who seek victory.
Victory.
Maunam,
Maunam,
silence.
Silence.
Cha,
Cha,
and.
Eva,
Eva, also,
also.
Asmi,
Asmi,
I am,
I am.
Guyanam,
Guyanam,
of secrets,
of secret.
Gyanam,
Gyanam,
knowledge,
knowledge.
Gyanavatam,
Gyanavatam,
of the wise,
of the wise.
Aham,
Aham,
I am.
I am.
Now let's see who remembers something from chapter 9. This word, Guyanam, secrets, that appeared earlier in chapter 9. What did Krishna say in terms of this guya?
Guyatam knowledge.
Well, go ahead, explain. What did Krishna say in chapter 9? What was the statement? Anybody know? Turn to 9. What? Ha! Very good. Turn to chapter 9, verse 2, because that's where this is coming from. Chapter 9, verse 2. One of the big top 10 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Rajavidya, Raja, what's the word?
Raja.
Ah, Rajaguyam, not just Guyam, Rajaguyam, king of confidential knowledge. That's where that word appears. Krishna was saying, right, that this Bhagavad Gita is the king of knowledge and the king of all confidential. All right, let's go back now. See, that's when you start to know that you know Bhagavad Gita, when you can immediately... Oh, yes, that word appeared elsewhere. Okay, next word, jnanam,
jnanam,
knowledge,
knowledge.
Jnanavatam,
jnanavatam,
of the wise,
of the wise.
I am.
I am.
Okay, translation, please repeat. Among all means of suppressing lawlessness,
among all means of suppressing lawlessness,
I am punishment.
I am punishment.
And of those who seek victory,
and of all seek victory,
I am morality.
I am morality.
Of secret things, I am silence. And of the wise,
I am the wisdom.
All right, very good. Let's look at the purport. There are many suppressing agents, of which the most important are those that cut down miscreants. When miscreants are punished, the agency of chastisement represents Krishna. Among those who are trying to be victorious in some field of activity, the most victorious element is morality. And that leads us now to this whole battle of Kurukshetra. That in the very beginning, it was mentioned that where are they doing the battle? And Kurukshetra was known as a sacred place of pilgrimage. It was a dharmic... Oh, you knew that. Very good. So, that seemed to indicate that the just cause was on the side of the Pandavas. And since they were going to fight in this place, things were looking better for the Pandavas. Okay. Let's continue. Among the confidential activities of hearing, thinking, and meditating, silence is most important because by silence, one can make progress very quickly. Now, we learned about this, I believe, in Nectar of Devotion, very beginning. Silence does not mean that we practice mauna. Who can tell me how Prabhupada defines silence? Yes, Bhattuk.
He said to talk only about Krishna.
Yes, to not talk nonsense. Yes, that's silence. But when it comes to talking about Krishna, or preaching, or chanting, no, now we're not silent. The Mayavadis, or the impersonalists, they practice Mona. And I met one of these when I was VP of New Dwarka. One day, this Baba came, and he was practicing Mona. And he had a female secretary. So, this Baba would go, No, he wouldn't write. He would go like this. And she understood what he meant. And she would say, Baba is... So, this Baba, have you seen, you know, they have these bowling balls and they're carried in a case? He had this huge ruby, the size of a bowling ball. And he showed us. Because we were in Suvasa's office, and he had this ruby the size of a bowling ball. And what he wanted, and the secretary told us, is he wanted the ISKCON to somehow or other put the picture of Krishna in the ruby. I don't know how you were going to do that. But that was what he wanted somehow or other to have the... I don't know how you were going to do that, but that's how I know. So, throughout the whole conversation, he would go, and then she sort of understood what he meant. So, I have some experience of this Mona, but we don't practice that. We chant, we preach, we talk about Krishna, and silence means right. No talking nonsense, only about Krishna. Let's continue. The wise man is he who can discriminate between matter and spirit, between God's superior and inferior natures. Such knowledge is Krishna himself. So, Tanya, what is the difference, or what can you explain what is the superior and what is the inferior nature? Let's see how you can do.
Well, I think superior would be more so following the
regular principles. That's a start.
And
That's a start.
And of course the inferior would be just, you know, the opposite of that. And keeping like just previously discussed as far as keeping the conversation or your thought process focused on.
Good. Okay, not bad. Krishna Kumar, please explain to us what is the superior and what is the inferior nature.
Superior would be like living entity.
What's that? Living entity, okay, good.
Because they're like part, parcel of.
Good, good.
And materially they're living in the interior.
Right, very good. So the superior nature is the soul. And the inferior nature is the body. Batukji, how would you, if you can not repeat what they said, can you give us any more of an understanding between the superior and inferior nature? Is there any more that you can say that they didn't touch upon?
I would say the spiritual or that anything related to soul,
yes,
is superior, and anything related to this material and the Maya is,
yes,
it will be inferior nature.
Yes. All right. Now let's see if you know Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 7, Krishna said there were 8 different kinds of inferior nature. Do you know what those 8 are?
Yes.
Let's give him a chance. Have you studied chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
All right. Please tell us, Krishna Kumar, what are the 8 inferior material natures? Good. Well, let's state. What's the first one?
Air, water.
Okay, wait. Where do you? Let's start from the bottom. What's the grossest?
Earth.
Then
water.
Then
air.
No.
Fire.
Then
air.
Then
ether.
Yeah, or sky.
Sky.
Now we get the 3 subtle. Okay, false ego.
Mind, intelligence,
false ego. Those are the 8 inferior energies. Good. And then the superior nature is the soul. So what about Krishna? Is he superior or inferior?
Of course superior.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yes. You had a question, Tanya? Bhakti yoga is definitely part of the superior nature.
And the opposite of that would be expecting food.
Sense gratification.
Yes.
All right. Everything good?
Yes.
All right. Then let's go to the next verse, 39. Let's chant together, boys and girls.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm waiting for Krishna Kumar. Yes. All right. Together. Yachchapi sarvabhutanam bijam tad aham arjuna na tad asti vina yatsyan maya bhutang charat. Okay, please repeat. Yat. Whatever. Cha. Also. Abhi.
Maybe.
Sarvabhutanam.
Of all creations.
Bijam. Seed. Tat. That. Aham. I am. Arjuna. O Arjuna. Na. Not. Tat. That. Asti. There is. Vina. Without. Yat. Which. Syat. Exists. Maya. Me. Bhutam. created being.
Created being.
Chara acharam.
Chara acharam.
Moving and non-moving.
Moving and non-moving.
Where did we see this word chara acharam? I know where I saw this. It's in another chapter.
15th chapter.
In the what chapter?
15th chapter.
Can you show me where it's in the 15th chapter?
16th or something?
No. You have to back up your claim, O best of the Brahmins.
I read it somewhere.
All right. Anybody else can tell me where? I know where I've seen it.
15, 16.
Chara acharam. I think
yes,
you're...
Yes.
All right. Where did you find it?
Same, 15, 16.
Say it again. So read it to us.
You want to read the...
Yeah, go. I mean, you've won your case. Wait. Get close to... Wait. Into the microphone. We have people online. Yes. Move that microphone.
Dvabhimo purusho loke ksharakshar evacha kshara sarvani bhutani kuthastvakshar uchyate.
Translation, in the microphone.
There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible.
That's kshara.
Ksharakshara, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say it. I said chara.
Huh?
In the verse that we're studying. In the verse that we're studying, the word, the verse that you, it's a different word. In 1039, you see 1039?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. All right, so that's the word I'm thinking of. So, does anybody know where these words appear? Chara acharam. Look at chapter 9, verse 10. That's where that... Chapter 9, verse 10. Hey, I know my Bhagavad Gita. Alright, let's do the Sanskrit. Everybody do the Sanskrit together.
Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat parivartate.
And what's the translation?
This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction. O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving.
Moving and non-moving. Chara, achara. So, your name is Krishna, right? Krishna Das. So, Krishna Das, are you moving or non-moving? You're non-moving, so you never move, huh? You never move? No, you do or no, you don't. Oh, therefore then, you're not non-moving. You are moving. All right. Now, Narayan, that's your name, right? Can you give me an example of a non-moving living entity? Something that's alive but doesn't move. Can't think of anything? Anybody want to help him out? Yes. Trees. Trees are living, right? But you see trees walking around. Only in the Wizard of Oz do you see moving trees. But normally trees don't move, right? They grow, but they don't walk anywhere. You grow and you also walk. In other words, you were sitting down, you got up and sat in the chair. You moved. That tree hasn't moved in 100 years. That tree don't move. Okay? Otherwise, we'd be in trouble. If the tree started moving, this house would go, go down. All right. Yes, in my school, you have to think. This is the Nirantara school. I am also like Ushana, a thinker. Did you come alone? What about the other two? They're in India. What are they? All right. Well, that's okay. I mean, we still love you, but it's like, without the other two, it's like, you're like an inseparable team. No. Okay, good. Please repeat. Furthermore, O Arjuna.
Furthermore, O Arjuna.
I am the generating seed of all existences.
I am generating seed of all existence.
There is no being.
There is no being.
Moving or non-moving.
Moving or non-moving.
That can exist without me.
That can exist without me.
Purport. Everything has a cause. And the cause or seed of manifestation is Krishna. Without Krishna's energy, nothing can exist. Therefore, he is called omnipotent. Or I like to say, omnipotent. Without his potency, neither the movable nor the immovable could exist. We were discussing this last night, if you recall, how the sun ray is dependent on the sun. The sun ray cannot exist separate from the sun. So here is the same concept. Without his potency, neither the movable nor the immovable can exist. That's why outside of Krishna, everything is relative truth. We are truth, but we're relative truth. Because our existence is dependent upon Krishna. Yes, even though we always existed, that is true, okay? Still, we have to always remember that we are dependent and that we are relative. Just because we also always existed doesn't make us equal to Krishna in all respects. If that were the case, then we would be wearing this kind of tilak or no tilak. Right, it's a very important point. Let's continue. Whatever existence is not founded on the energy of Krishna is called Maya, that which is not. And this concept is explained in Chatushloki of Bhagavatam. One of the verses of Chatushloki is the definition of Maya, that reflection in the darkness. Maya means to think that there's some existence separate from Krishna. But that can't be. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything.
But even the Maya is also energy of Krishna, right?
Huh?
Maya itself is energy of Krishna.
But here we're explaining, yes, it is, but real Maya means to be completely forgetful of Krishna's existence. That's total illusion. And that's why Uddhava, when he read Krishna's letter to the gopis, Uddhava was telling gopis through Krishna's letter, there cannot be any separation because Krishna said, I am all pervasive. And I gave the example, when I'm in your house, everything has your name on it, invisibly. It's your house. I cannot touch one thing in your house. If I try to touch one thing in your house without your permission, that's criminal. Because that's your lawful property. So for the devotee, everything is Krishna's property. So for advanced transcendentalists, America, this, that, this is all nonsense. Because the devotee sees what? This is all Krishna's property. Let's see if we can finish the chapter tonight. Let's try to finish. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Right, we can finish the chapter. Let's do the verse together. Nantosti mama divyanam vibhutinam parandava esha tu deshata prokto vibhuter vistaro maya. Please repeat. Nor.
Nor.
Anta.
Anta.
A limit.
A limit.
Asti.
Asti.
There is.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
Divyanam.
Divyanam.
Of the divine.
Vibhutinam.
Opulences. Parandava. O conqueror of the enemies.
O conqueror.
Esha.
All this.
To but Udeshata as examples. Prokta spoken. Vibhute of opulences. Vistara the expanse. Maya
by me.
Please repeat. O mighty conqueror of enemies.
O mighty conqueror of enemies.
There is no end to my divine manifestations.
There is no end to my divine manifestations.
So now I have a question, and I will ask Dr. Radhakrishna Das. When I see this word, there is no end, what name of Krishna comes to mind? Ananta! No end. Please repeat, what I have spoken to you,
what I have spoken to you
is but a mere indication,
is mere indication
of my infinite opulences. Alright, purport. As stated in the Vedic literature, although the opulences and energies of the Supreme are understood in various ways, there is no limit to such opulences. Therefore, not all the opulences and energies can be explained. Simply a few examples are being described to Arjuna to pacify his inquisitiveness. So, you will find... What's the matter, Tanya? If you need to sit in a chair, sit in a chair. You sure? Because, you know, we have chairs. I'm sitting in the chair, so I can't insist that nobody else. Everyone can sit in a chair. Okay? All right. So, let's see if we can understand. So, in the Bhagavatam, there's a verse in the second canto that explains how much of the energy is here in the material world. Does anybody know that verse? Of all of Krishna's energies, how much is in the material? One fourth. That you find in... I knew you were going to answer. One fourth is here in the material world. Three fourths is in the spiritual world. Okay, that's one thing to add. Then another thing... We learned in Krishna book, those of you who study Krishna book, that here the opulences are unlimited, but Vyasadeva's father, who's Vyasadeva's father?
Parashar.
He said that there are how many opulences? Six.
Six.
So let's see if we can remember them. What's one?
Knowledge.
Strength.
Wealth.
Fame.
Beauty.
Krishna Kumar. This is good. He keeps saying that they're discussing. What verse in Bhagavad Gita does that bring to our mind? Yes, we study Chatushloki in this chapter. What is the... Do you know the reference? Is it 10.9? I think it's 10.9. What do you have for 10.9, Dr. Radhakrishna? Bodayantak parasparam. Kantayantast. Tishanti cha ramanti cha. So what is the translation? Batuk, do you have it there?
No.
10.9, since you have the microphone. and for the benefit of our online students.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
So very good, Krishna Kumar. If you and Batuk are doing this, you are executing Krishna. I'm very proud of you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Please make 2012 this. Really? So when's he going to come to one of our programs? Yes. This is very good. So therefore, in your office, we should have a plaque. Do your prescribed duty, and at the same time, remember me. But that first item, do your prescribed duty. Yes. The talk can go on, but we have to do our prescribed. Yes or no? Jai. Very good. May you converse like this forever. Okay, we have a message from our... Yes, my secretary, producer, says this is a nice interactive class. So, she is appreciating. Yes, sir. yes. When you have transcendental vision. All right. Verse number 41. Are you ready to proceed?
Yes.
Verse number 41. Together. Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tat tat evava gachatvam mamatein jongsha sambhavam. Please repeat. Yat, yat,
yat, yat,
whatever,
whatever,
vibhuti,
vibhuti,
opulences,
opulences,
mat,
mat,
having,
having,
sattvam,
sattvam,
existence,
existence,
shrimat,
shrimat,
beautiful,
beautiful,
urjitam,
urjitam,
glorious,
glorious,
eva,
eva,
certainly,
certainly,
va,
va,
or, tat, tat,
tat, tat,
all those,
all those,
eva,
eva,
certainly,
certainly,
avagacha,
avagacha,
must know, tvam,
you,
you,
mama,
mama,
my,
teja,
teja,
of the splendor,
of the splendor,
angsha,
angsha,
apart,
apart,
sambhavam,
sambhavam,
born of,
born.
Please repeat, know that all opulent,
know that all opulent,
beautiful and glorious creations,
beautiful and glorious creations,
spring but from but a spark of my splendor,
spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Purport. Any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in the spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. And now we have the final verse of this chapter. Are we ready to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Atava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat. Please repeat. Atava,
atava,
or
bahuna,
bahuna,
many,
etena,
etena,
by this kind,
by this kind,
kim,
kim,
what,
what,
gyatena,
gyatena,
by knowing,
by knowing,
tava,
tava,
your, Arjuna,
Arjuna,
O Arjuna,
O Arjuna,
vishtabhya,
vishtabhya,
pervading,
pervading,
aham,
aham,
I,
I,
idam,
idam,
this,
this,
Kritsnam,
Kritsnam
entire.
Entire.
Eka,
Eka
by one.
By one.
Angshena,
Angshena
part.
Part.
Stita,
Sita
am situated.
Am situated.
Jagat,
Jagat
universe.
Universe.
Please repeat. But what need is there, Arjuna?
But what need is there, Arjuna?
For all this detailed knowledge.
All this detailed knowledge.
With a single fragment of myself.
With a single fragment of myself.
I pervade and support this entire universe.
I pervade and support this entire universe.
Purport. The Supreme Lord is represented throughout the entire material universes by His entering into all things as the Supersoul. The Lord here tells Arjuna that there is no point in understanding how things exist in their separate opulence and grandeur. He should know that all things are existing due to Krishna's entering them as Supersoul. From Brahma, the most gigantic entity, on down to the smallest ant, all are existing because the Lord has entered each and all and is sustaining them. There is a mission that regularly propounds that worship of any demigod will lead one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Goal. Dr. Radhakrishna is laughing, so I think he knows what mission Prabhupada is referring to. The chicken mission. Do you want to go further into this diagnosis? No, nobody knows. Okay, very good. Yes, Prabhupada was very critical of that mission. Yes. It'll be explained later. Yes. But worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged hearing because even the greatest demigods like Brahma and Shiva represent only part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He is the origin of everyone born and no one is greater than Him. He is, everybody say that word? Asamardva, which means no one is superior to Him, and that no one is equal to Him. If you remember in chapter 7, Mattak Parataram Nanyat, we learned in chapter 7, there is no truth, Krishna said, superior to me. Which means that no one is superior to Him, or no one is equal to Him. In the Padma Purana, it is said that one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna in the same category with demigods, be they even Brahma or Shiva, becomes at once an atheist. The exact word is Pashandi. And that's the second offense in chanting the holy name, to think the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. If, however, one thoroughly studies the different descriptions of the opulences and expansions of Krishna's energy, then one can understand without any doubt the position of Lord Sri Krishna and can fix his mind in the worship of Krishna without deviation. This is the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita. This sentence right here. The whole reason why we study Bhagavad Gita is so that there are no more doubts about Krishna's position so that we can fix our mind in Krishna's worship. The Lord is all-pervading by the expansion of His partial representation, the Supersoul, who enters into everything that is. Pure devotees, therefore, concentrate their minds in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. Therefore, they are always situated in the transcendental position. devotional service and worship of Krishna are very clearly indicated in this chapter in verses 8 through 11. What is that section called? The Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita, the four seed or nutshell verses. We study that. That is the way of pure devotional service. How one can attain the highest devotional perfection of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been thoroughly explained in this chapter. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, a great acharya in disciplic succession from Krishna, concludes his commentary on this chapter by saying, Yachchati leshat suryadya bhavant yat yagra tejasa yad angshena dritam vishvam sakrishno dashamer chute. From Lord Krishna's potent energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion, the whole world is maintained. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is worshipable. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the opulence of the Absolute. So it is very nice that we ended the chapter on New Year's Eve, Krishna Kumar Das. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Beautiful. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Batukji.